How many of you kids like Christmas? How many of you know what you're getting? Maya, do you know what you're getting? What are you getting, Gracie?
These are clothes.
Clothes?
For these little dolls.
Oh, you're getting doll clothes. Well, very nice. Well, okay, we'll ask later. These are my kids, so they'll be glad to tell you what they want. I want to tell you part of the Christmas story, only part, because there's actually a lot to the Christmas story. But I want to talk about these people in the Bible that they call magi. Can you say magi? Christian, can you say magi? Does anyone know what magi were? What were they?
The wise men.
They were the wise men. And the Bible says they came from the east. So about the time Jesus was born, he was born in what is today Israel, and they came from way east, maybe even what today is Iraq. You've heard about that in the news, huh? Well, these wise men were studying. They studied the stars, and they studied books, and they saw this star in the sky, and one of them said to the other, you know what that means? That means a great king is going to be born. Let's go meet him. And so they packed up their camels, and they brought food, and they went to find the king. Well, when they finally got to Israel, they knew they were close, so they went to Israel's king at that time, who was named Herod. And they knocked at the palace, and the guards opened the door, and they said, yes, we are looking for the king who's about to be born. And the guards were like, well, we already have a king. Maybe you better come see him. So they took him into King Herod, and they said, yes, we are from the east, and we're looking for the new king who is to be born. Well, King Herod said to himself, what do you mean a new king? I'm the king. He didn't like this. So he said to the men, just a minute, let me get back to you. And he went and he talked with his wise men, and he said, these other wise men said they're looking for a king to be born. Do you know anything about that? And so they looked at the Bible, and they went, well, yeah, maybe there's going to be a baby born in a city called Bethlehem. So King Herod went back and said, all right, sorry, you caught me off guard, but I think I know what you're looking for. Yes, we are expecting the new king's birth to be in Bethlehem. And the wise men were like, oh, thank you very much, we shall go now. But King Herod said, wait, before you go, when you find him, can you come back and tell me where he is so I can worship him too? And the wise men said, okay, we will tell you. So they went away, but do you think King Herod really wanted to worship the baby? No. He wanted to kill him because he didn't want any other kings to be born. So the wise men went and they followed this star, and finally they found the town that it pointed to, a city called Bethlehem. And they went in, and there was Mary and Joseph, and there was little Jesus. And you know what the wise men brought? They brought gifts, just like we bring gifts at Christmas. It was like the first Christmas party. So they brought the gifts to little Jesus, and they opened them up, and the first gift was frankincense. And the second gift was myrrh. Wouldn't you love that? And the third gift was gold. And the first two wise men were kind of upset. They're like, I thought we were going to hold it under $5 this year. Not really. So they opened up gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and they gave it to Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus, and they worshipped him. And then they slept that night, but an angel appeared to the wise men in their dreams and said, don't go back to King Herod. He wishes to harm the baby. So they woke up that morning and they said, we can't go back to King Herod. And they went a different way back to their country. Well, finally, King Herod realized one morning, those wise men aren't coming back. They tricked me. Well, if I don't know where the baby is, I'll kill all the babies. And so you know what King Herod did? He said that his soldiers should go and kill all the babies in Bethlehem. Well, one night before they got there, Joseph and Mary were sleeping, and Joseph had a dream. And in the dream, an angel said, quick, take Mary and take baby Jesus and go live in Egypt a long way away, because King Herod wants to kill baby Jesus. And so Joseph woke up, and they packed their clothes, and they grabbed baby Jesus, and they went down, and they lived in Egypt until they heard that Herod had died. And then they came back safe and sound to live back in Israel. That's part of the Christmas story. Let's pray. God, we thank you for these children, their minds that are anxious to learn. We thank you for your word that we're reminded of today, that you're always protecting us. Lord, sometimes even when we sleep, you're watching. And we thank you that you direct us and you guide our lives. I ask for these children, each one of them, that as they come up, you'll protect them from things in this world that would harm them. I ask that they would come up to know you and to love you and to love your word. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.